Good evening, everyone. To open our meeting tonight, Bella, can you please announce the first hymn?
Hymn 416. Be true and list the voice within. Be true unto thy high idea, thy perfect self that knows no sin, thy self that is the only real. Hymn 416.
If you'd like to read along while the readings are being given, please turn to our website, plainfieldcs.com, the homepage. Under Weekly Lessons, you'll find Wednesday Testimony Meeting. Click on that and you'll find the text for the readings tonight. And the theme for our readings is, The Real Man is Upright and Godlike. Know Thyself. And now the readings will be given by Dede from Georgia.
I will read from the Bible, King James Version, Genesis. And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Romans. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? 1 Corinthians. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Mark. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine. And the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion sitting, and clothed, and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed, and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him. And all men did marvel. Proverbs. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord, that shall stand. 1 Timothy. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. I will now read from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures and Prose Works by Mary Baker Eddy. In no instance is the effect of animal magnetism, recently called hypnotism, other than the effect of illusion. In science, animal magnetism, mesmerism, or hypnotism is a mere negation, possessing neither intelligence, power, nor reality. And in sense, it is an unreal concept of the so-called mortal mind. It is recorded that once Jesus asked the name of a disease which moderns would call dementia. The demon, or devil, replied that his name was Legion. Thereupon Jesus cast out the evil, and the insane man was changed and straightway became whole. The scripture seems to import that Jesus caused the evil to be self-seen and so destroyed. This material world is even now becoming the arena for conflicting forces. On one side, there will be discord and dismay. On the other side, there will be science and peace. The breaking up of material beliefs may seem to be famine and pestilence, want and woe, sin, sickness, and death, which assume new phases until their nothingness appears. These disturbances will continue until the end of error, when all discord will be swallowed up in spiritual truth. As this consummation draws nearer, he who has shaped his course in accordance with divine science will endure to the end. As material knowledge diminishes and spiritual understanding increases, real objects will be apprehended mentally instead of materially. During this final conflict, wicked mortals will endeavor to find means by which to accomplish more evil. But those who discern Christian science will hold crime in check. They will aid in the ejection of error. They will maintain law and order and cheerfully await the certainty of ultimate perfection. Courts and juries judge and sentence mortals in order to restrain crime, to prevent deeds of violence, or to punish them. To say that these tribunals have no jurisdiction over the carnal or mortal mind would be to contradict precedent and to admit that the power of human law is restricted to matter, while mortal mind, evil, which is the real outlaw, defies justice and is recommended to mercy. Can matter commit a crime? Can matter be punished? Can you separate the mentality from the body over which courts hold jurisdiction? Mortal mind, not matter, is the criminal in every case, and human law rightly estimates crime, and courts reasonably pass sentence according to the motive. Whoever uses his developed mental powers like an escaped felon to commit fresh atrocities as opportunity occurs is never safe. God will arrest him. Divine justice will manacle him. His sins will be millstones about his neck, weighing him down to the depth of ignominy and death. The aggravation of error foretells its doom and confirms the ancient axiom: who the gods would destroy, they first make mad. Like our nation, Christian science has its declaration of independence. God has endowed man with inalienable rights, among which are self-government, reason, and conscience. Man is properly self-governed only when he is guided rightly and governed by his Maker, divine truth and love. The great truth in the science of being that real man was, is, and ever shall be perfect, is incontrovertible. For if man is the image, reflection of God, he is neither inverted nor subverted, but upright and godlike. The mental stages of crime, which seem to belong to the latter days, are strictly classified in metaphysics as some of the many features and forms of what is properly denominated, in extreme cases, moral idiocy. This mental disease at first shows itself in extreme sensitiveness, then in a loss of self-knowledge and of self-condemnation. Unless this mental condition be overcome, it ends in a total loss of moral, intellectual, and spiritual discernment, and is characterized in this scripture: "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God." This state of mind is the exemplification of total depravity and the result of sensuous mind in matter. Mind that is God is not in matter, and God's presence gives spiritual light, wherein is no darkness. He who refuses to be influenced by any but the divine mind commits his way to God and rises superior to suggestions from an evil source. Christian Science shows that there is a way of escape from the latter-day ultimatum of evil through scientific truth, so that all are without excuse. Already I clearly recognize that mental malpractice, if persisted in, will end in insanity, dementia, or moral idiocy. Thank God, this evil can be resisted by true Christianity. Divine love is our hope, strength, and shield. We have nothing to fear when love is at the helm of thought, but everything to enjoy on earth and in heaven.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer, and then follow by repeating together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Okay, Carol, can you please announce the next hymn?
Quiet, Lord, my froward heart. Make me gentle, pure, and mild. Upright, simple, free from art. Make me as a little child. From distrust and envy free. Pleased with all that pleases thee. Hymn number 291.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Wednesday evening testimony meeting from the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. Our church has attracted members and attendance from all over the world. We're thankful for each and every soul that finds its way to this church in some way or another. Many have found us through our website, plainfieldcs.com. On this website, there's quite a large amount of really wonderful material, and I would encourage everyone to browse through the whole thing. We have a church service every Sunday morning. The church service is at 11 a.m. Before that, however, at 10 a.m., we have a roundtable discussion on Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. We also have a Wednesday testimony meeting every Wednesday. It starts at 8:15 p.m., but I really encourage everyone to tune in at least 5 minutes before 8 or close to 8, because we have a musical performance that goes on here that is nothing short of lovely, beautiful, and magnificent. Maybe I can few more adjectives I can describe it with, but it's quite lovely. On Saturdays, we're going to have yet another Bible study, 10 a.m., and the Bible study questions are on the website. Also, I'd like to point out to everyone that there's a new issue of Forum Highlights. It's featured on our homepage of our website, on our carousel. And now we will move on to the testimonies. I will now read from the Church Manual by Mary Baker Eddy, the section entitled Testimonials. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Testimony in regard to the healing of the sick is highly important. More than a mere rehearsal of blessings, it scales the pinnacle of praise and illustrates the demonstration of Christ who healeth all thy diseases. This testimony, however, shall not include a description of symptoms or of suffering, though the generic name of the disease may be indicated. And for those that give testimonies tonight, please keep your remarks within 4 minutes so that everyone will have a chance to share their offering. And for those who are on the teleconference, please press ** when you're ready to give your testimony. That lets us know you're ready. And when we're ready here, we will call on each of you one by one by name. And now I'd like to open the meeting to the sharing of testimonies of healing through Christian Science. Jeremy.
I'm very grateful tonight to be a member of this church and for how much Christian Science is turning my life around. This past weekend, quite a few out-of-town members came to Plainfield. It was wonderful to see them all. A few mentioned that my testimonies meant a lot to them, and I have thought and prayed about that. I realized a while ago that it is nothing to be prideful about. The only reason I have a testimony to give each week is due to the combination of having a lot of junk from my past to get through, and for Christian Science being the only thing that can provide resolution to all that junk. For a while, I was very self-destructive, and I could never see the worth that I might have on this planet. I'm grateful that that wasn't true about me, though, and that there's a greater meaning in this life. And it's such a blessing that God brought me here to learn all this and to finally have an understanding that my life has meaning. I would also like to say that recently I was leaving the church and I realized I could smell the flowers and the grass when I went outside. It had been many years since I could smell anything without having it right up to my face. I'm so grateful for this healing, because I didn't ask for it, but it just came as yet another byproduct of everything I am experiencing and learning here. Thank you so much for tonight's meeting, and for daily practitioner support.
Thank you.
Barbara or Ken.
Barbara or Ken from Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Hello, it's Barbara. Last Wednesday, I expressed gratitude through the Plainfield Internet site bulletin board for an exceptionally harmonious and happy experience I'd had in a dentist's office earlier that day. Two important things I didn't say are, one, that though I hadn't mentioned the dental appointment to her, I was receiving prayerful support from a Plainfield practitioner and so benefiting from that support, in fact, far beyond what can be expressed in this testimony. The second thing is that there had been instances of inharmony between myself and individuals in the dental office in the past, which I had been praying about over time. As they came to mind, and so the mutual goodwill and cooperation expressed was especially sweet. Thank you to that practitioner, the Plainfield Church, for its support, and to God for all of this evidence of good. And I must add special thanks for tonight's music. I especially needed the calming introductory pieces. Thank you.
Thank you. Linda from Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Good evening. Thank you for the beautiful music and beautiful readings tonight and testimonies. I am very grateful tonight for all the ways God takes care of the details in our lives when we turn ourselves over to Him. Recently, this was proven when a long-standing plumbing problem was fixed. As time went on, it became increasingly disruptive and always inconvenient. Several attempts to repair it failed. Here at Plainfield, I am learning to turn my life over to the care of God through righteous living, scientific prayer, and humble listening. This training has made me much less inclined to rush around in an unsettled state. Instead, I put God first, such as morning prayer and the Bible lesson, watches, church service, and activities, and always the wonderful prayer practitioner support that we have. After months of the plumbing problem, I realized I could trust the things of my life would correspond to good, as we are told in the Bible that all things work together to good for them that love God. I was encouraged by others who have proven this. I have been using a household prayer recommended by my practitioner that can be found on this website. It was just over a week after I had let go of forcing the issue, an unsuccessful personal effort, that solution was found by an unusual idea, which was investigated and tried and successful after a year of struggle. The ease, timing, and unique solution could only point to God's work. Thank you very much, Plainfield, for all you do for us in the world. Good evening.
Thank you. Chardell from Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Good evening. I am really adding on to a former testimony. Because of the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent and the continued support of a practitioner, I am learning about God's loving care for us. Right before it was time for a dental checkup, someone wrote on the website bulletin board about being sent to a dental visit and having love and armed with love for everyone in the office. I took this to heart and began praying each day. The day of my scheduled dental visit, a practitioner reminded me to love all the people in the office and see God's own children right there, and they could only see me as God's child too. Also, our teeth are rooted in spirit. At one point, I got a little anxious, but calmed myself when saying part of a prayer, "Trust your Father, Mother, God, without fear or doubt." Everything went smoothly, and I was told that my gums are healthier now than they were 2 years ago, and I have been coming to Plainfield for about 2 years. Thank you to everyone at Plainfield, and thank you for the service tonight.
Thank you. This is Bruce. First of all, I'd like to thank Day-Day. She's the lady that read tonight. What a beautiful reading. And I also want to thank her for selecting hymn number 291. Because, well, it goes like this. Here's the third verse. As a little child relies on a care beyond its own, being neither strong nor wise, will not take a step alone, let me thus with thee abide as my father, friend, and guide. One day recently, it was actually earlier today, I was out with my granddaughter and a young girl. We were getting ready to cross the street, and she came up behind me and just grabbed my hand, just as natural and easy as could be. We looked both ways and crossed the street. As soon as we got on the other side, she let go of my hand and just started skipping and singing as she was going down the sidewalk, just as happy as can be. In my own life, I got a bit endless thanks for Christian Science and the benefit I've gotten from being part of this church. There was a problem that I had quite a bit, and it was like feeling personally responsible for a lot of things. And as a result, it was a cause of a lot of stress. I've been learning more and more to give it all to God and to be His humble and faithful follower. Because if I'm relying on my own abilities to solve all the challenges that come up every day, and there are many, every day there are many, then my life would be very stressful, and I'm not going to be much use of anybody. But simple trust in God, first of all, it releases all of the things that prevent us me from finding the solution to whatever is needed. And trusting God has been such a comfort and has been released a lot of tension and stress and opened the way for a much happier life. Just like that little girl who took my hand when we crossed the street, when we were under the sidewalk on the other side, started skipping along happily, singing just as happy as can be. So it is with us if we trust our Heavenly Father, Mother, God, and will follow Him just as naturally and obediently. Pilar from New York. Go ahead.
Hi, good evening. I want to express gratitude to also about the readings. They were really beautiful. And also hymn 291 is one of my favorites. And it helped me at a particular time in my life that I was also feeling quite down. But my reason for testifying today is I was with my daughter yesterday and the two kids, and she had what is known as a flashback to the 9/11 situation, which was brought about by a loud noise on the avenue that we were on in New York City. She became very distraught and to a point that she didn't even know I was with her or that the kids were with her. Her eyes were on focus, and I was concerned, but yet I felt strangely calm. I just put her on the side. We went to the side, out of people's way, and I just waited and just held her, and the crisis passed. And then she was fine the rest of the day, and she told me what had happened, and it was not a pretty situation. The most important thing that I got from that experience yesterday was that I have to work on my fear that this will happen again, or that she will have to be affected all her life by what happened and what she went through on that day. I been speaking with a practitioner of this church, and she agrees that I need to work on this fear, because this is the most important thing. I need to first be sure that I trust God, and that this is something that never happened and that is not going to affect her for the rest of her life. I'm very grateful for this church teachings and for the readings and for all the testimonies. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Lil.
I was remembering a wonderful healing I had a short while ago of a problem in my head. I woke up one morning with a strange sensation in my head. When I touched any of my upper teeth, I got a hollow echo sound in my head, and this was kind of scary. I strongly declared this was not true about God, and as his reflection, not true about me, and I just held to that. And then I was also helped by part of the watching point for that week, watching point 149, which said, the scientific effort is not to establish good, but realize that good is already established as a present reality. True work is not to make good ever present, but to awaken to recognize it. Well, I kept working with that all day long, and thanks to God for all the good he has given me, and I just thank God for all the good before I went to bed. When I awoke, I was healed. There was nothing there. I just thank God so much. I'm just so grateful for all his wonderful blessings and the love that he has for each of us. And thank you for those wonderful readings.
Thank you. Dede or Florence, go ahead.
Dede, thank you. I'm grateful for all that we have in this church to strengthen our daily work for the world. In one of Mrs. Eddy's writings, I came across the idea that before a problem appears, there is already an answer. I'm finding this to be true in every aspect of my life, and this is particularly comforting and encouraging when I witness all of the horrible and often terrifying stories about the world that are presented in the daily news. Lately, it's these stories that have become the inspiration for much of my daily work. Rather than being completely overcome by a negative, aggressive suggestion, I can always turn to my books or to our website to find the answer on how to meet it. And I'm often led to share these answers through my work in this church. I'm so grateful to God for this meaningful work that we have to do for the world. Thank you so much for tonight's meeting and for all the testimonies.
Thank you. Gary.
I'm grateful for the Christian Science that's taught and practiced in this church, helping me to establish a real relationship with God. And by that I mean, when I first came here, I was, I was quite hyper. I was always ready to act on every thought that popped into my head, always willing to help anybody that with anything that looked like they needed help, quick to do things, but not very peaceful. And shortly after I got here, a practitioner took me aside and told me to stop what I was doing several times a day and just have a conversation with God. Just talk to him like a friend. Ask him what he has for me. Ask him if there's someone who needs my help. And then peacefully wait for the answer to come before I go rushing into whatever it is I was doing. And I found this to be an extremely valuable discipline because it made me more peaceful. I stopped doing a lot of things that just didn't need to be done in hindsight. And it was really the beginning of a real relationship with God. Because before then, I would turn to God when I was in trouble. I would ask him, you know, but it wasn't consistent. And it was always God up there somewhere and me down here. And then my turning and looking and searching when I was in trouble. But I have a closer relationship with God now. I can feel his love for me much, much better now. And that enables me to have more compassion for others now. And it's given me a peace that I never knew. And it's given me a sense of purpose to my life that I never knew. And I can't be grateful enough for the help of that practitioner and for Mary Baker Eddy for giving us this science of living, this science of Christianity. So grateful to be here tonight.
Thank you. Fairly from Maryland, go ahead.
This past weekend, I had the great joy of being at Plainfield with all the dear members there and also members from other states. It was simply the most wonderful reuniting, and for which I'm very grateful. I want to express my gratitude for all that Plainfield means to me and has meant to me from the moment I came there about 5 years ago. The steadfast teaching and application of Christian Science is a blessing beyond anything I had ever hoped for. Over the past years before I came here, I'd been drawn down into clinical depression. All the treatments I was put through did nothing for me. And I couldn't find the point of my life. And when I came to Plainfield, God blessed me and continues to bless me. And I appreciate very much the very strong readings tonight and this service and all the testimonies and all the dear members. Thank you.
Thank you. Jim from Arizona, go ahead.
Good evening. Today I received what I interpreted to be a desperate call for help. And it was a case of depression. So I had to do some thinking about how I could answer that letter. And I started by using Genesis. Genesis 1, chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, and I reminded this person that there is nothing earlier than in the beginning. Then we move to verse 26, and God said, let us make man in our image. And I reminded that person that they were that image. And then they went on to verse 31, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. To add a clincher to it, I reminded this person from John, and God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And I reminded them that that word is added to the early Greek. And so the original could mean very likely God a spirit. And that is, again, reminding them of themselves as an idea of God. And I closed with a guide to help them think about this. And I am now starting to review a few of the testimonies in the back of Science and Health to try to pick out a few of them that can be added to the to be a real clincher to this whole thought. I am very grateful for Christian Science and for all it has done for us. Thank you.
Thank you. Carol.
I was thinking today of just how grateful I am to God. Also for the teaching that we've gotten in this church. And I remember some of the very practical teaching. If we were to hear a siren, a fire truck, to know right away there are no fires in divine mind. If we hear an ambulance, right away know that there are no illnesses in divine mind, no accidents in divine mind. And if a police car should go by, to know that man is upright and godlike and obedient to the mind that makes him. And that's been so helpful for me. I've used that all the time. And it's really great because it holds error back. It helps to destroy it as well, but it holds it back and it just sends it back to where it came from. Not letting error get one little foothold in. I'm just so very grateful for the practical teaching that we've had here and how very, very useful it is. And I know that it goes out and it blesses everyone. Every truth that's declared does bring a blessing, and people are blessed by it. I'm just so very grateful for this church. And thank you for the readings tonight. They were very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Benjamin.
Yeah, thank you. I also want to say thank you to Dede for the beautiful and the inspiring reading tonight. Recently, first of all, I just want to say I'm very grateful to be here and all that I'm learning here, how to apply the teaching that we receive here in our daily lives. We have been taught here to always watch our thought and also know that if error tries to get to you, and if it can't, it will look around what is next to you, what is around you, what is something that it can get to get through you. It could be your children, it could be your business, it could be anything. Try to use it to get to you. Recently, my dog that I've been living with for a few years now, everybody loves him. I mean, I've never seen anybody who doesn't love him. And he loves everybody. He went to a place where he's been going for years for grooming, and he came back and he was screaming and crying because he was in so much pain. They hurt him in one of his eyes. That moment I became very upset, and it wasn't helping the dog. But it got to me that this is what Aaron wants, because it couldn't get to me. Now it's getting to me through my dog, and I have to revise it. And that moment I start to know the truth about myself, about my surrounding, knowing that myself, my dog, my home, we are wrapped up in love, in God, and no harm can penetrate or touch me or touch my dog or anything that relate to me. And I start to find my joy, and I start to know the truth about my dog, that he's loved and cared for by God. And that's the truth. God has taken care of him. He's been a good dog over the years. Then I called the people that took care of him that afternoon, and they told me what happened. I took him to a place where they would take care of him. And we came home, he stopped crying, and the eyes started to clear up. Within a couple of days, he was perfectly fine and happy again. And I'm just so happy. The lesson I learned here was to not just protect myself, but my surrounding is also important, because if error cannot get to me, it can get to me through what is important to me in my home or my business or whatever that I'm doing. So I'm so grateful for this lesson that I learned. I'm so grateful for our church, for the teaching that I'm receiving here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Florence.
Florence from Georgia, go ahead.
Thank you. I also would like to say thanks for the warm reception at Plainfield this weekend, and also express my gratitude to God for what he does if we leave our lives in his hands. This weekend was clearly a demonstration for what God can do. So thank you for everyone there. Now, the other thing I wanted to say thanks to tonight is the teaching of who I am that I have learned through Christian Science. I have learned to have supreme confidence in what is true about me. And really, that is helping me so much in all areas of my life. I have learned that to outline or to have specific plans about anything is not what God wants. And that if I want to have a meaningful, fearless life, which shows forth God and his presence and power, then all my desires I must leave in his hands and trust that he will bring about what he wants for me. The best way every day for me is to know that my thinking reflects God, and that I will endeavor to be obedient to God's laws, which are the only laws that can govern me, and that I know that I don't want anything that he doesn't want for me, and what he wants for me is already established and will unfold. These are all lessons that I've learned through Christian Science that has brought me much peace, more than I could ever think of. Just wanted to share that.
Thank you. Mary.
I have a few things to read tonight. The first is a note from Missouri. Hi, friends. As always, thank you for all that each of you do to maintain the beauty of the Plainfield Church, both in physical presentation and online presence. I remain so thankful to have found this wonderful church. With warmest regards. And then from our church website bulletin board from Georgia. Thank you for the May edition of Love is the Liberator, the article by Mildred LeBlond, Belief of Invasion was the name of it. It was excellent. One sentence reads, God cannot and does not invade himself. What a beautiful and powerful statement. Thank you again, Plainfield, for all the resources you make available. And then Pennsylvania, thank you for all the wonderful articles that are posted on our home webpage carousel. I appreciate how long they are left up so one can go back and reread them, but I also greatly appreciate how often they are changed. It is truly a commitment of love to prepare and share these excerpts for this purpose. The one on strength and sweetness was interesting to me. It reminded me of Mrs. Eddy's admonition to go forth in life, quote, with a charity broad enough to cover the whole world's evil and sweet enough to neutralize what is bitter in it, end quote. I looked up sweetness in the 1828 Webster's Dictionary, and it said, softness, mildness, amiableness, as sweetness of temper. And again, Pennsylvania, another wonderful Bible study today. Thank you all. I found the discussion on what it means for one's eye to be single especially helpful. And again, thanks so much for the Memorial Day watch. Our Monday was quite a mess until a church member reminded us to pray specifically about Memorial Day and reminded us of the just mentioned watch on the carousel. And then Costa Rica, I am happy with our Plainfield Church and outreach and share it as much as possible on Facebook. The Wednesday reading was marvelous, and today's roundtable and service also. And then he went on to give us some helpful suggestions, which we will work on improvements to make, which we're always grateful for constructive criticism. A few people mentioned this weekend, and I would like to say, too, how wonderful it was, and the main thing that was so wonderful about it to me was the fact it had not been planned, humanly planned. People just spontaneously came, and we're here on Sunday. We had our first reader and our second reader, our first reader from Georgia, our second reader from Maryland, and others came as well. And only God could have done such a thing. It was beautiful, and I was telling a few people all weekend, it was hymn number 66 that was going through my mind, and it's this, the first verse, from these thy children gathered in thy name, from hearts made whole, from lips redeemed from woe, thy praise, O Father, shall forever flow. Alleluia, alleluia. That is what always happens, whether you're here in Plainfield or just calling in or listening on the YouTube or internet. We are God's children gathered in his name. And all of us with praise flowing for his goodness to us. It is wonderful to be here. It is wonderful to have all these relationships established on this, established in God. We gather in his name. It is not a social event. It is not chit-chatting or anything like that. It is a holy time. It always is. I'm so grateful for what God has done and is doing in this church. I'm grateful for this meeting, the powerful readings, beautiful music, and testimonies. So grateful to be here tonight.
Thank you. Okay, Lillian, can you please announce the last hymn?
Hymn number 233. O love whose perfect path is known to all who walk the ways of God, whose mysteries are so clearly shown to pilgrims with the gospel shod. Hymn number 233.